You ready? Yud Nissen, 26th of March, Rabbi Shlomo Creditor, Seder night, Leil Shimurim.
We already start learning Hilchos Pesach. And not just that, we see there's already a chi of bedika. Already, if a person leaves the house, they already have to start doing bedikas chometz. Because Rashi says in Psochim, Dafov, Chol Olav Lizorim B'Tzorchei Pesach. A person already has to start being zohir, careful, with Tzorchei HaPesach. And that's also halacha, but that's also getting prepared to try and prepare ourselves. Especially when it comes to Rosh Chodesh Nissan already, his Rishonim L'Chodshei Hashana, it's already the Kadmonim, the Rishonim right, it's already a Bechina, the Shlach Kodesh, it's already like a Rosh Chodesh. The whole month of Nissan is like a Rosh Chodesh. A Rosh Chodesh is where a person can get the Uris, the beginning, everything starts at the Rosh Chodesh. The whole month of Nissan is a Rosh Chodesh for the whole year. But there's already a tzad in the Haggadah, Yochel Mir Shchodesh. Maybe we would start saying the Haggadah from Rosh Chodesh. It's even a Machlekes in the Gemara. Maybe the Bedikah starts from Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh, even more intensely, we start preparing for Chag HaPesach. The Emes is, the Gemara says in Tainus, Kashem Shemichlein Nichnas Av, Mematim B'Simcha, Kach Mishin Nichnas Ador Marbin B'Simcha. In the same way as when Av starts, when Memayit B'Simcha, we don't have Simcha, or when Memayit, also Mishnichnas Ador Marbin B'Simcha. Rashi says, Mishnichnas Ador Marbin B'Simcha, Yimei Nisim Hoyu Lohem Yisrael. They were Yimei Nisim. Purim uPesach. One would have thought that Mishnichnas Ador Marbin B'Simcha would be Purim. Rashi adds in Purim uPesach. There are different shittas, pashas. The Megillah says, Achodesh Hazeh Nepach Miyogin L'Simcha. The whole Chodesh of Ador is already Mishnichnas Ador Marbin B'Simcha. Kim Duma, I think Rabbi Vivek, the Nemesal, told me that it goes all the way till Pesach, based on this Rashi. Purim v'Pesach, Mishenichnas Adar Marbin b'Simcha. There's a tremendous Simcha that starts already from Adar and goes all the way through to Pesach. What's the connection between Purim and Pesach? Purim, we know, is Nister, is a Nes Nister. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is not in the whole Megillah. And that's a tremendous, we never saw such a thing, a tremendous Nes, a Nes Nister, like we saw by Purim. Pesach is the opposite. Pesach is also a gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Nisim in the world, but a different type of gilui. A Nisim begolui, where we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Nisim, there never was anything like it. Esa Makkas, Kriyas Yamsuf. That's Purim and Pesach. And the Amos is the Ramban, the famous Ramban says in the end of Parashas Bo, in HaNisim HaGulim, you learn all the Nisim HaNistorim. The idea, everything, all the mitzvahs are Zeicha Litzias Mitzrayim. Why? Because everything is... Like he says there, all the mitzvahs are lechudis le'elokov, to admit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence. Our whole tachlis, our whole purpose here, is to be able to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence in the world. From the big makas, and from the Kriyas Yamsuf, and all the nisim ha'gulim that they were in Mitzrayim, we're trying to bring that into our everyday life, into all the little parts of life, to see even the nisim and the storim, even the Purim. It could be that's why Pesach is dafkin in the first month of the year, and Pesach and Purim is in the last month of the year. We start with Pesach. We start taking the Nisim Guluim, and the idea is through the year to try to get to the end result. To try to get to even understand the Purim. Even the Nisim has the story of everything's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But at the same time, Purim or Pesach. We go straight back from Purim to Pesach. That means Purim and Pesach, Purim's first. Even though Purim is the Nisim and the story. Because we always need to be Mechadish. That's HaChodesh. It's Rishon L'Chodshei Hashana. Nisan, we're trying to be Mechadish again. Rosh Chodesh is an idea that a Jew can always be Mechadish. Everything we do, we try and be Mechadish again. Especially when it comes to Emunah, Pesach is Man Chai Roseinu, but it's Man to be see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhoga in the Bria, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's leading the Bria. The Chag of Emunah, for sure. Like the Gemara says in Makkos, Chavdalet Bocha Bakuk Vemidah, Achat Tzadik Vemunah Seyichyeh, Everything's Tolei and Emunah, so when it comes to Emunah especially, we need to try and be Mechadish. As soon as we finish with Purim, we have to go straight back to Pesach, Hadron Aloch, like we say. We have to go back over to try again to look at the Nisim Aguluyim, to try and take that back into our everyday life. It's very interesting, there's a Prish in Simon Resh Lamed Aleph in Chodesh Mishpat. There, the Aloch is, like the Gemara says in Bava Basra, Kosher Einsham Samidis Yoseh Me'einsham Sha'arois. The punishment for Midas, for Mishkalas, weights, inappropriate weights, which are not exact, is worse than the punishment of Arois, of Gilei Arois. And there it says in the Torah that somebody who's kofer, who has inappropriate weights, they're not exact, is kofer b'maisa b'yitzias Mitzrayim. He's kofer and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tanhoga the Bria. And somebody who has weights and makes sure it's exact, that everything's perfect the way it's meant to be, Harry is a moida. He admits in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in Yitzias Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the Bria. The Prisha there says, what's the pshat that when somebody has inexact weights, it's kofer, it's as if he's kofer. But if somebody has the exact weights, he is moida. Harry is a moida. So he says, if somebody has inexact weights, they're not exactly the way they're meant to be. It could be in the big things he agrees that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. But in the little things he may think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't really run the world. So he's only kofer. He's not really kofer, because he really believes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did take us out of Mitzrayim. But when somebody takes even the little things, and even the little things like a little money here, another penny there, and he makes sure that everything's exact because he knows Parnassah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'm not going to miss everything because even the little things, everything's from Hashem, then he's Moedin Yitzis Mitzrayim, then for sure it's a Raya that he understands that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the big things, everything's from Hashem. We get to say tonight, everything, Ma'ashem Elokecha Sho'emem, the Pasuk says, at the end of the Dov Kavoy, to be Dovik HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to realize that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like the Ramban says there, in Parashas Ekev, Dov Kavoy, that a person can be talking amongst people, but really his heart is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever he's doing, he realizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with him, and he's there. The Brisker Rav was once on Chanukah, about to light candles, and he was sitting with a Chassidish Rebbe, and came Shkia, the Biskarov stood up to light candles, near his Chanukah. And the Chassidim said to the Rebbe, where's all the Hachanis? He hasn't started nothing, he just got up and lit the nearest Chanukah. So the Rebbe said, after all her Hachanis, the Biskarov is even more Mukha. He's already more Mukha. It means the Biskarov was living the whole time already ready to do the mitzvah. Rebbe Soloveitchik said that Biskarov told him it takes him 8 hours to wind down from Shabbos to weekday. Shabbos is Chemdas Hayomim, it's the day of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It takes him 8 hours to wind down from Shabbos into the mode of weekday, of Chol. So Chaim Brim said that Rebbe asked the Biskarov, so how long does it take him to wind down from Tefillah, from davening? So he said he's holding a davening 24/7. Davening is something, living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, living with Emunah, is something which is 24/7. The Rabban, like we said, says in Parashas Bo, "Min Nisim Agdolim Umfusomim." We try and learn to the Nisim and Nistorim, all the little Nisim, all the hidden Nisim. It's something that hit me this year very big. Is that many times we see this Rabban and we say that from all the big Nisim, we have to try and make sure that we take it down into all the little Nisim. But I think there's a much bigger oimek here that we have to try and understand in this Rabban. And I'll start with the Gra. The Gra and the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh Be'etzem say something very, very similar. It says, "Bayoyim hazeh ve'gadta limincha, bayoyim ha'hu lemar." You should say to your son, "Bayoyim ha'hu lemar." The problem is, it says, "Bo'erev toitlu matzis." In the night, you should eat matzis. So Leah HaSeder is in the night. Why does it say, "Bayoyim ha'hu lemar"? In that day, it's not a day, it's a night. Says the Gra, because Seder night is not called a night. Ein lo b'chinas shem laila klal. It doesn't have a b'china, an aspect of laila. It's a day. And the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says the same thing. Bo'erev toitlu matzis, but it says, b'yoyim ha'vegad l'mincha b'yoyim ha'hu le'mar, because it's not a night, it's a day. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says that's a plan, posuk in Tehillim. Laila k'yoyim yoy. The laila, the night, will shine like a day. Seder night is like a day. I saw from Chanoch Karenenstein, he says maybe that's pshat, Mitzadid, that Rashi says that they got Dam Mila and Dam Pesach, that they were molu oisam balayla azeh, they were mol them on that night. But the Gemara says in the Yevamos that you can't do Mila at night. So he says maybe you could be Mitzadid that it wasn't a night, it was a day. Al Koponim, it was a day. What does it mean a day? We know Lahagid, Baboykech Hasecho Vemunoscho Balelis. Night is a time of choshes, it is a time of darkness. But a day is a time of light, where we see the emunah clear. Many times we think, we do believe in Yetzias Mitzrayim. The question is how much? The Smak says in the first mitzvah, Onoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Yetzisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. And he says, this is the makor, the source for the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says, Shoyin lin liyom adin tzipisa l'geula. Did you wait? Did you long for geula? Longing for geula is a basic, an essence, an ikka in our religion. From the Yud Gimel Ikrim. Not just to be maimin, like the Rambam says in Ilchus Melochim, mi she'enoi maimin, he doesn't believe. Oy, or she'enoi mechaki, he doesn't long, he doesn't wait. Harry is a koifer b'toyres Moshe. He's a koifer in Toyres Moshe. Even if somebody believes, if he doesn't want, he's not longing, he's missing. He's missing a Yisoid. He's missing the Yud Gimel Ikrim. One of the Yud Gimel Ikrim. The Smak says, the Makar, the source, that Sholin Leyom Adin Tzipisa L'Gu'ula, that's this mitzvah. Onoicha Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzisicha Me'etz Mitzrayim. Very interesting. Where do you see an Onoicha Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzisicha Me'etz Mitzrayim? The HaKadosh Baruch is going to be Sholin Leyom Adin Tzipisa L'Gu'ula, Tzipisa L'Yeshua. But he says a word. He says, Kishem, the same way that a person believes in Yetzias Mitzrayim, a person should be mechake for Geula HaAsidah. And I here think it is a powerful vote. Many times we think, and we say, yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do Nisim Geluyim. But the question is, does he do it? He did Dam Tzvaideya, he changed all the water in the world to Dam Tzvaideya, Akinim, everything, he did. But he doesn't do it. That's what we think. We go through a world and we think, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do something. We'll say Tehillim, we'll daven here, we'll daven there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do things, but he doesn't do Nisim Geluyim. We live in a world where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on Eichi Asr Ponak, like Chazal say, In Shor Kosher Ba'olam, Miyoyim, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, V'on Eichi Asr Ponak. There's nothing more difficult than HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hester in the world. But the emes is we have to believe and live. Live constantly. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu can right now do Nisim Geluyim. Dam, Tzvardeya, he could take an ocean, a Pacific Ocean, an Atlantic Ocean, anything. And change all the water into 1 second into dam, into blood. I think we have to try and imagine ourselves. If a person would close their eyes for a second, sitting by a sea, and looking at the water, and suddenly all the water became dam, a person realizes, and is shivered with the appreciation and the understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shlita in the world. Inasmuch as a person goes by, just, yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu do it, he doesn't do it, then he's missing an appreciation, an understanding, a tfisa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's running in the world. But the more a person lives, that yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do dam, he could change all those waters and change into blood. He could put Tzvardeya in everywhere they went, inside the human being, everywhere. Choshech, Makas Bechoris, everything, Borod, everything can happen this second, then a person is living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu running the world. And then in the same way as he lives that, he realizes, yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can bring Moshiach. And it's something that can happen now. When a person lives like that, Memele, he's Metzapa L'Geula. The more kashem that a person is Maimon and he sees Mitzrayim, a person is Metzapa for the Gilui Yehudu, the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more we live Yetzias Mitzrayim, the more a person it takes it into a whole essence, a whole existence, we live with it wherever we go, memela, a person will be able to live. Abi mechake for geula ha'asida. I saw recently somebody show me from Bani Malach Bidman, he said, it says, Hashem melech, Hashem moloch, Hashem yimlech le'olam voed. Chronologically, it doesn't seem to go. Hashem melech is now, Hashem moloch was in the past, and Hashem Yimloch Lo'el Avoyet is the future. We should go past, present, future. So he said, to say that Hashem Moloch, Hashem ruled, that's okay, that's easy. It ruled, it was fine. And the emes is, we all know, if a person looks back, and there are many times our life, the rov, our lack of betochen, We have a life of stress. People have stress, worries about what's going to be, etc. If we would look back and see how everything was sorted out, everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu made exactly the way it's meant to be. Everything in this place, and until now, right now I'm fine, b'chesed Hashem, in the past everything's fine. If only we would take that into the present and realize that that's what's going to be. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking after us and holding us and loving us more than anybody could possibly love anybody. Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimloch Lo'il Avoyed. He said to say Hashem Moloch, that's easy, that's okay. To say Hashem Yimloch Lo'il Avoyed, that's also, in the future, he'll rule over. But to say Hashem Melech, to right now, in this current state, and whatever's going through in my life, whatever difficulty I'm going through, and everybody has stories, like the Gemara says in Chagiga Daf Hey, that there's no Yom since the Chuvah Beis Hamikdash, that there's no Hestaponim, there's no Tzoris, and there's Tfilas on Hud. It happened, that's the Metzius of a lack of Beis Hamikdash. It's Tzoris. But we have to realize Hashem Melech, and that's the hard part. To realize that right now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Melech. But the more we live with our Korah and understanding a connection to Yetzias Mitzrayim, Memeila Hashem Melech, it's obvious. The more a person lives, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can change all the water in the world to dam. Tzvadeh, Akinin, Devesh, Orb, Shechin, everything. Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do it right now. So then he lives there, everything's beyond Hashem. Hashem Melech. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Taf Yud Aleph, Benisan Nigalu, Ubenisan Asidin Le'egol. In Nisan, they were redeemed. Ubenisan Asidin Le'egol, they're going to be redeemed. Here, it's not just there was a Geula, but here's the roots of the coming out of the Geula. The Yalkut says, B'shor Shemelech HaMashiach Bo, Imi Dardad Beis HaMikdosh, Bo Imer, Anovim Anovim Higia Azman Geulasvem. Kim Duma, I think, this is from Nosef Vachtvegel, Anovim, Anovim, humble people. Higiyaz mangu lastem. So, why Anovim? Why humble people? Kadoshim, Tzadikim, Chasidim, Yehudim, something. Why humble people? But here is an idea, and a yisoid in our being mechakef u'gula. To bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to realize that we have nothing besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We think a prime minister could do this, a president could do this, he could do that. But when we realize that ein lanu amin l'shoyin ela avinu shabash shamayim, we realize that everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we need you. That's what's going to bring the Geula. Anovim, Anovim, when we realize our humility, when we come to humility, we realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world and only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. And the more we turn to Him, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will act. When we realize we take these days, these Yomim HaGdolim and Yomim HaKadoshim, we take these days and take into our lives and ourselves and our very existence, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world, l'meila we turn to Hashem as anovim, as humble people. We realize that we have nothing without Him. And that's the shayrish, that's the yisoy, that's everything for v'nisan atzidin le'egol. Even the Haggadah, we see, k'seid, the Haggadah brings psukim. V'yishma l'kim es na'akosah. They went through Mitzrayim, there was a lot of tzoris, but when did it change? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard their tefillahs. Tefillah is everything. The Goyim says in Mishlei, Korban is l'shaber ga'avosir, to break his pride, to break a person's pride. V'chein tefillah. The tefillah, the Gemara says in Brochus, is b'mokum korban. B'mokum korban. Tiknu, hazah, always tiknu. Keneged korbanus. Keneged the obvious with takin, and also keneged korbanus. It's l'shaber ga'avosir, to break our pride. To realize that we have nothing without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ikra Anova is not to say I'm a nothing, but to realize that everything I have is from Hashem. Like in the Mefarshim say, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't a kofer. He must have known the posuk, right? Moshe was Onov Mikol Adam. Lekom K'Moshe. One of the Yud Gimel Ikrim is to know no one's going to be my Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu must have understood that and believed that. But that's not Anova. Anova doesn't mean to say I'm little. Another to me is to realize everything I have, it's all kli. I'm all a vessel just to bring back Kvod Shemayim, to use whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me, ki lekach neitzorto, like the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos. Im lamanta Torah harba al tavzim tovah la'atzmocho ki lekach neitzorto. This is why I was created, nothing more. Another is to realize that I'm clearly here, I'm just a vessel, I'm a kli, to be ma'arba Kvod Shemayim, to realize I have nothing of myself. It's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when there's gaiva, when a person thinks I can live without Kodesh Baruch Hu, then Kodesh Baruch Hu says, "Ein ani v'hu yichaylim lodur b'yachad ba'ulam." We can't live together, because another is when a person lives, he can live. There's a place for Kodesh Baruch Hu, but it's a guy that he's taking Kodesh Baruch Hu out of his world. Kodesh Baruch Hu can't live with him. Another is to realize Kodesh Baruch Hu's existence, and that we have nothing without it. Tefillah, everything in the Seder night. All Yitzis Mitzrayim, Ayish Melekim Es Na'akosam, Tefillah works. Dain Abramsky, when he went to Siberia, he said the first thing they made him do there was they had to go on a march for kilometers, in frozen, on ice, without any shoes and socks. And he said, on the spot, he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbeinu Shlomo, I have nothing. Here I have no shoes, no socks, it's freezing cold. Please help me that I will never get cold in this country. And he said there were people who died on that march. People who were frozen. And he never got cold in the country. For years, the few years he was there, he never got cold because he asked from Avinu Shabbat Shemayim. But when a person asks, B'tmimus, V'amkus, B'emes, when a person really turns to Hashem, B'kayu B'emes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens, B'kayu B'emes, when we really believe, when we really believe in the tefillah, then it works. Yes. Like the Gemara says about Metzia, Echabes HaMikdash, Shai tefillah nilalu, Shai tmois lo nilalu. But the Maharsho says that there says that with Hishtabchus HaNefesh, filler works, it works. We have to believe that, we have to live that. To come to Emunah Be'emes. And this is the time. This is the Eis Rotzen. The time of Seder night is the time of Yoyim. Like the Gron Darav Chaim HaKadosh says, it's not a night, it's a day. Because it's a day where everything's clear. Everything's crystal clear that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech. Hashem Melech. We have to expound on that. And take that and pass that over. Pass that over to the next generation, but pass that over to ourselves. The Gadato Levincha and the Din of Sipri Yitzisraim Asher Tachtavenu Sheina. Until Sheina takes over. Very interesting. Usually, by Shavuot, there's a minute to stay up the whole night. Sometimes there's a Din of Chatzot. Here's Asher Tachtavenu Sheina. It could be the idea is until it takes over our whole existence. The Din of Sipri Yitzisraim is such, there's no time. There's no time that it finishes. It finishes when it takes over my whole existence. To have Shlita, it should take Shlita over us. Rav Chatzka Abramsky, when he was there in Siberia, he said, he woke up one morning, he said, he's gone to Tefillin, no Svarim, no nothing. So what's he here for? What's he thanking Hashem? What's he saying Moida Ani for? Moida Ani lefonecha melechai v'kayom shechazar tovi nishmosi. Bechemno, for what? What did you give me back my neshama for? And then he said, Rabbo emunasecha. In those words, Rabbo Munasecho, because I have the mitzvah of Emuna. And he said that to go to Siberia, to get to that appreciation of Rabbo Munasecho, that everything's worth it just to have the mitzvah of Emuna, that was enough. Dayenu. I have a friend who told me he went to visit the Shiva of Rabbi Isaac Osband, who was Rosh Shiva in Telz. And the daughter told him that until she went to seminary, she never knew that Siberia, she always thought it was a yeshiva, Sibir. Because her father night, her father, Rabbi Isaac Osband, used to say at Seder night every year, Ich bin moide zayn zu der Ebeshe for the Yoron of Aliyah in Telz. Ich bin moide zayn zu der Ebeshe for the Yoron of Aliyah of Ponovich. Und ich bin moide zayn zu der Ebeshe for the Yoron of Aliyah of Sibir. He never explained what Sibir was, but he thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the years of Aliyah in Ponovich, in Telz, and Sibir. And when she went to the seminary, she heard that Sibir wasn't exactly a yeshiva. But everything's the same. Everything's kulan shava l'toyva by him. Everything was just, it was years of aliyah. Years of appreciating that I'm in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. Everything's exact. Avodai heim v'lei avodim la'avodim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that my avodim and no avodim to avodim say the night is when we go out from Kura Barzel. Goy nekerev goy HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes us out. But like Rashi says a few times in Chumash, Al-Manas. It's on condition that we should serve Him that we realize we're going in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rishus. Everything's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Many times, a person goes through Yisurim. Difficulty. And difficulty can be big things, but it can be small things. Like the Gemara says, a person went out to read something and missed it. He got something else. That's all Yisurim. But the stipler wrote in a letter to Shmuel Rizovsky, that Yisurim is the Inyan Godol V'Rom Me'oid, and in Shamayim it's called Rechush Otsum V'Noira Me'oid. It's a tremendous wealth. But we have to be Mekabel it. Yisurim, when something's hard for us, it's hard. But the second apostle turns around and says, this is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it. This is what's best for me. I'm going to be mekabel it. The apostle feels a simcha. Something may not be exactly the way I want, but the second I bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the existence, into this metzias, into whatever's going through me, and I say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I accept it, a simcha rushes through a body. A simcha, a person feels a simcha, a person feels everything's for the best. Kulan shavu l'tevi, we can take whatever it is, and to take it, to realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is anoga the bria. As Ramchal says, all yomim tovim, there's a or, there's a new light. It's not just then there was Yitzis Mitzrayim, but every year, on Seder night, on Leil Shivurim, a person can come to that, connect to the or of Yitzis Mitzrayim. Chayim Adam Liris HaSatzmai. We have to try and try to see ourselves, and especially when we get to the sea, the climax, the Spitz, on Seder night, to live Yitzis Mitzrayim, to live the Eser Makis, to live Dam, to live everything, to live HaKadosh Baruch Hu's complete Shlita of the world. The Rambam says, Chayim Adam Laharis HaSatzmai, to show, not just to live it, to act out, it could be, maybe that means... Maybe the Neseva, whatever it is, Chayav Adam Laharis is Atzmai. But it could be like Mrs. Sharm says, sometimes we even need Chitonius, outward actions to bring in the Pneumius, to work inside. Emunah is the most choshev thing. Emunah, like the Chavis Alava says, that whatever's more necessary, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it more available. Food is necessary, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it quite available. The bread is even more necessary, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it more available. Water is even more necessary, liquid. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made more water more available than food. Air is the most important thing to live with. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu put air everywhere. We wouldn't be able to live without air, it's the most accessible. Said the Altar of Kelm, in Ruchnius it's the same thing. Whatever's more necessary, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it more available. And the most necessary thing in Ruchnius is Emunah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it everywhere. It's the air. If you look at a bookshelf, you look at a table, you look at everything. If a person looks with an eye, a person can see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chazal Yisrael, after looking at a flower for 10 minutes, he fainted. Because the more he saw, and the more he saw, the more he saw, the more he saw Hashem. Leil HaSeder, the Gemara says in Pesachim Kuf Tes, is Leil Abo Meshuvim Min HaMazikin. It's Meshumim Min HaMazikin. It could be, how the Gemara says, the Medrash says in Tehillim, HaBitech B'Hashem Chesed Yisoy V'Venu. There's a special Chesed. There's a special Chesed for somebody's B'Tech B'Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives tremendous Chesed. Why? Because a person gives himself over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Memela HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts with Chesed. Seder night is Be'etzem Chesed. Seder night is a time where Be'etzem, we come to an appreciation of Bitachon. We come to an appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's running the world. And Memela, it's got a special Shmir. It's got a special Shmir because it's a time where Klal Yisrael are tapping in to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhaga. The Maral says, it's brought B'Shem the Maral, that the reason why we wear a kittel on Seder night is because kittel represents on Yom Kippurim, when the Kohen Gadol would go lefnai v'lefnim. And the person would be Kohen Madriga Elyona on Yom Kippur. We are Kohen Madriga Elyona. Memela says, Leil HaSeder, Leil Shimurim is Kemo Yom Kippurim be'inyon zeh. It's the same thing, we're Kohen Madriga Elyona. We have to take this in, we have to try and be Kohen Madriga Elyona to realize this is a big Madriga, to take this smack, to take Kishem, Shoytzion, Mitzrayim. To believe in Yitzis Mitzrayim, but not just to say little things, to realize, to live the right here and now. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do Dam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do Tzvadeh, he can take away the whole Bria, he can keep the whole Bria, he can do anything. But Nisim Galuyim Oshayich for now. To take the Hashem Melech, to take the Hashem Melech, that even now HaKadosh Baruch Hu's here and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's a Melech. To live with Emunah Chushis, that even the Teva, even the chair, the Shtender, whatever it is, that everything's a gilui of Kveda Yisbarach. To realize Avodai Heim, that we're Avodim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amanas Kain. On condition, to live with that, to connect to that. And that we should be Zeicha Bekorv through that, V'hu V'rachom O'vigaleinu Sheinis. He should be Goyal HaSheinis. Take us out the second time. Especially through our Avodah of Hachonah for Pesach. Hachonah for Le'ah Seder. Hachonah to understand this. The Rishonu Lechotzi Hashana Nisan. Nisan is the beginning of everything. This is where everything starts, because this is where we see, realize that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is Anoga, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is Malchus. B'Nisan Nigalu, B'Nisan Asidin Lego, which we zeichu b'meir v'meinu ome. Thank you.